We like to start and end on time at the Philadelphia Society. My name is David Bob. I serve as President and CEO of the Bill of Rights Institute. Welcome to this last panel. We're going to talk about federalism, subsidiarity, and the common good. I think we've had a wonderful conversation thus far, and I'm looking forward to your questions and comments driving this as ever. Jump right into Slido. We'll have time for questions that actually are in the form of a question from the microphone. Citizen is the highest title in America. Our nation's founders help us understand why. Thomas Jefferson, for example, urged what he called everyday citizenship, which is not defined mainly by voting. It's the everyday building, really, of civil society. Federalism's impact on our everyday citizenship is profound. We, the people, live its consequences in our everyday lives. Structured well, the division of power between the national, state, and local governments can help human flourishing. Structured poorly, the division of power can inhibit human flourishing. Consider one example from education. In January 2002, President George W. Bush signed the No Child Left Behind Act into law. He did so in John Boehner's congressional district, with a group of students front and center and No Child Left Behind written on a makeshift blackboard. Since then, the major impact of NCLB has not been the improvement of K through 8 education, but the enormous expansion, really, of the national government's control over education. The Bill of Rights Institute supports more than 70,000 secondary school teachers of American civics and history. And recently, we've started an outreach to K through 6 teachers. In that process, we've learned that the average teacher of our youngest learners in America might have, if they're lucky, 10 minutes per day to spend on instruction in civics and history. This is one of those unintended consequences of NCLB, which placed all of the emphasis on the testing of reading and mathematics, and the cascade of then actions taken across the country based on those national directives have had that unintended consequence and many others. A prudent response to NCLB is not the commandeering of national power for conservative educational ends. Rather, I'd suggest to you that it's the reconsideration of our starting premise regarding education and really understanding what subsidiarity here can teach us. Our point of departure in education policy should be pretty simple. Parents are the primary and first educators. Parents should be given the choice to entrust their children to the school that best fits their ends. The states should not stand in the way of their decision-making, whether organized by a local school district, a charter given to a group of parents, or via the private sector, education should be a family decision. This panel is about federalism, subsidiarity, and the common good. Education is typical of many areas of American endeavor in that the balance of power between national government, state government, and community has tipped very much in favor of top-down national control. Is it possible to rebalance federalism in favor of the common good? Our first speaker, addressing these and many other questions, is the Honorable Paul Ray, who directs the Rowe Institute for Economic Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. An attorney who clerked for Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, Ray served in the Trump administration as the federal regulation czar, where he led significant deregulatory work. He is currently writing a book on natural law and the administrative state. Our second speaker is Dr. Alexander Salter, who teaches economics at Texas Tech University. Alexander has not been a czar, but he has written widely on the political economy, including on the medieval roots of liberty, monetary policy, and in a recent book for a general audience, Libertarianism and the Spirit of 76. Dr. Tony Woodleaf is the State Policy Network's Senior Executive Vice President, a title which sounds close to czar. At the State Policy Network, he also leads the Center for Practical Federalism, which has published a 50-state index of federalism. He is author of a really fine book that I would commend to all of your attention, I, Citizen, A Blueprint for Reclaiming American Self-Governance. Each of our speakers will speak, then we'll have time for your questions, but remember, as they're speaking, if you want to put a question into Slido, you can do so. Our first speaker, Paul Ray.